Another very important project is the one on derivative financial instruments. In fact, SEC Chairman Arthur Levitt has told us that he considers our three most important projects at the FASB to be derivatives, derivatives, and derivatives. I believe that Walter shares that view as well. At least he's better. Derivatives seem to be increasingly useful for hedging and other risk management purposes, and certainly the derivatives markets have grown spectacularly over the last 5 to 10 years or so. Unfortunately, there have been several large losses that were reported by corporations who thought, or at least implied, that they were hedging with derivatives and found out that they were really speculating. The initials P&G ring a bell, for example. This is a whole new area of corporate finance, or at least building in some areas that used to be relatively pure vanilla that are becoming more like chocolate chip or Rocky Road or something now. And it may not be clear to many accounts exactly what a derivative is. In fact, I read in one banking newsletter, and this is true, a few weeks ago, it said one banker was quoted as saying that until recently he thought a derivative is what a person my age uses when prunes don't quite do the job. We have a slightly different interpretation now. We've defined derivative financial instruments as futures, forward swaps, options, or similar contracts, although I'm told by John Stewart of Arthur Andersen that by including similar contracts, there may be as many as 1,000 different varieties of instruments that are like those other ones that I mentioned.